Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hey everyone, Boomer Esiason here. The NFL Draft is behind us and your favorite team is now gearing up for week number one. The free Odyssey app puts you right in the middle of the pro football conversation with the biggest sports radio stations from across the country. The local voices who know your team the best, giving you their unfiltered takes on the current state of your squad. It's always football season right here on the free Odyssey app.
The Red Sox front office report is brought to you this week by Time Out Market, Boston's best eating and drinking destination in the Fenway, all under one roof, timeoutmarket.com. Also by Shaw's and Star Market, perfecting the art of fresh. And Sam Kennedy joins us this morning on the Harbor One Hotline. Hey, Sam.
Hey, good morning, Greg. Sorry to miss you Monday.
Yes, missed you. Did not run into you, but fantastic day at the old ballpark.
And Sam, I'd like to throw a curveball at the start, if I could, and give you some kudos here. The Boston Magazine 150 Most Influential Bostonians issue is out, and you have dwarfed Greg Hill, coming in at 77. Congratulations. Greg Hill, barely, almost in the others receiving votes category, coming in at 145. So you are far more influential than the host of this morning.
Curtis.
They clearly haven't talked to my wife or kids.
First of all, Curtis, this is my, like, maybe my one crowning achievement in my entire career. I'm 57. I've never been on the list before.
Oh, wow.
I mean,
congrats.
Yeah, but Curtis is kind of right. I mean, 145?
Hey, at least you're,
you're on the list.
I'd rather
list.
Be off.
I mean, what? Where's Wick on there? What number is Wick on the list?
He's pretty high. It's 70, maybe?
Okay.
Maybe higher?
I mean, Elizabeth Warren's at 16. I mean, that's got to really be salt in the wound for you there, Greg.
I mean, I'm assuming.
Recount.
Sam, you've probably been on the list before.
I do not know, but I'm sure a recount is needed. If Greg Hill is not in the top 10, they obviously aren't connected to this community.
Curtis, please, just give me my due, all right? Don't pile on.
If there's anything you need more, it's adulation.
Speaking of adulation, maybe some kind of a raise for Tanner Houck this morning, Sam Kennedy.
Yeah, it was a great night. I mean, incredible. Hour and 49 minutes, complete game, shutout. It was extraordinary. I think it was the fastest game since 2010. But really great for Tanner just to see all the adjustments that he's made. And it's been a lot of hard work for him. Good to see him. We desperately needed that win last night.
With the Whitlock injury, I wanted to ask you in general, because there's been a lot of talk about it, whether it's Garrett Cole or others suggesting that maybe Major League Baseball is causing some of these injuries when it comes to pitchers and kind of getting guys to throw harder earlier. Where are you on that?
Yeah, look, I think it's it's absolutely on us. When I say us, the industry, front offices, and the players. I mean, we're all in this together, and this is not a new phenomenon, right? I think I saw some commentary around the pitch clock, and I think that's probably ridiculous, to be honest. I think it's really tied to the priority on velocity and spin rates and, adjustments being made to natural motions and the priority of missing bats and going as hard as you possibly can for shorter periods of time versus prioritizing traditional pitching as we've sort of grown up with it going like last night, frankly, was a perfect master class in pitch mix and durability and staying in the game. And I hope we can figure out ways to get back to that as an industry. That the starting pitcher is so important, at least from where I sit as someone who cares deeply about the marketing of the game and building up our star players. So it is a problem. It has been a problem. We also have kids throwing, playing. When we were growing up, I don't know, we played 30 or 40 games a year, maybe. And now it's literally over 100 for club baseball. So I think there's a lot of factors that go into it, but it's something that we really do need to examine, work together with the players on. It's an issue because we don't want our guys getting hurt, and it just becomes it's problematic for everybody.
Sam, sticking with the Whitlock injury, I know that you told us before the season that as long as this team stays healthy, then you guys are going to go far. There were reports, Alex Cora said, that Whitlock kind of pushed back on taking him out of the game. He wanted to fight through it. How hard is it if you have a guy who's been injury prone in the past to get him out because it's the better for him long term than having him try to push through an injury and prove himself that he can stay healthy? How hard is that for Alex Cora? How hard is that for your training staff? Have you seen that become an issue?
Yeah, it's a great question, Courtney. I talked to Brez about this this morning, and it's really hard because, first of all, Witt came in, I think everybody knows, he came into camp and just unbelievable physical condition, did all the work of the off season. He was incredible. He's a gamer, incredibly frustrated by what we think is a relatively minor oblique situation. That said, it's a point in the season where you just need to be careful. And so that misalignment between the near term, like days and weeks, is always there in professional sports. And so, the medical staff and Brez and AC did the right thing here, but yeah, Witt, I don't think he wants to be on the IL, and I think he'll be ready to come back here in a couple weeks. But it is a very, very difficult conversation and difficult situation, but all being done for the better of the 2024 season in our judgment.
Sam, I know it's still early in the season, but do you guys as an organization kind of feel vindicated a little bit because of how well your starting pitching is looking, especially this early in the season when you look at, every major category, ERA, you lead the league? Is there kind of like a vindication for you guys from a team perspective? And when the criticism was like, well, why didn't you guys do this at the starting pitching? Bring this guy in, bring that guy in.
Well, it's a good question. I don't know about vindication, Wiggy, but definitely it's a credit to our uniform staff, Alex and Andrew Bailey and Justin Willard, our pitching guru, and of course Brez, who sets the tenor at the top of the baseball organization. They've done a good job, but obviously it's early. There's been a lot of adjustments that were made in our approach to the rotation, the bullpen, and it's been great to see. Of course, that's been counterbalanced by poor play defensively and in other areas, injuries. So that's been frustrating. But yes, the starting pitching, the pitching in general, has been a highlight. And I've always said on this show, as long as I've ever been affiliated with the Red Sox, frankly, 23 years here, Pitching is always the name of the game. And so that's been great to see here early on.
When it comes to defense, maybe you can settle an argument because Wiggy is all over this and Lou Maloney disagrees with him. I disagree with him. When it comes to errors, is that something that Alex Cora can be working on and fixing with these guys? Or is that really on the players, or is it on the type of players that are on this roster from your perspective?
It's a great question. I wish I had a good answer for you. The truth is, I don't know. We can train better. We can do better as players. The players are the ones out there performing. I'll tell you, Alex and the staff feel the accountability for it. They've owned it. You know, he has talked to the group. He's talked publicly about it. It's incredibly frustrating, especially when you're getting the type of pitching that you want, to have defensive lapses. And, you know, when Trevor went down, it's like, that's not an excuse. He went down, and we've got to step up. As Alex said, he's not coming back for a long time. So we need to step up in that area. But I can't pinpoint a specific root cause. I do think, you know, and analytics people would disagree with me, I do think things like that become contagious in sports, and in baseball especially, momentum, defensive lapses. So it's on our coaches and our manager and our players to sort of stop the bleeding there and start playing better defensive baseball. We know we're capable. We can do it. And hopefully you'll start to see an improvement there. I think we have over the last couple of days, but it was ugly there for a while, and we know we need to clean that up and get better.
Sam, we talked about it at length. I talked about it on Monday. Sean McAdam reported over the weekend that neither John Henry nor Tom Warner were able to be in attendance at Larry Lucchino's funeral. That struck a lot of us, and myself included, as really odd for a guy that did so much. Anything that you could clarify, was that a known occurrence, or why neither of those two were able to attend the funeral of Larry Lucchino?
Yeah, I mean, look, the reporting was accurate. Unfortunately, John was indeed sick. He was quite sick, and Tom was unfortunately out of the country. But look, I don't, given what Larry meant to us in the front office, I worked with this guy for 25 plus years. He led us to 3 World Series championships in Boston, San Diego. We went to the World Series together against the Yankees, 1998, when we were with the Padres. He built Camden Yards. You know, I think the discussion and the focus on the funeral or the ceremony or the service, I just wouldn't want to ever take away from what this guy achieved, what he meant to all of us who knew him personally and professionally, what he meant to those communities, Baltimore, San Diego, and Boston, and then ultimately Worcester. You know, it's amazing that his final achievement secured the home of the AAA Red Sox forever. Just an incredible guy. He wasn't he wasn't always the easiest guy to work for, I could tell you that, but we loved him, and he loved all of us, and he especially loved the Dana-Farber and this community.
All right, Sam Kennedy, thanks for taking the time, and we will talk to you again soon.
Appreciate it. Work on that power ranking, Greg. We'll get you there.
Yeah, I mean, thank God there was. It's 150, or I guess I wouldn't have made it.
Hey,
I mean, must be nice. Must be nice to be in the rarefied air of the 70s,
right?
That and a couple bucks will get you a Dunkin' coffee. Thanks.
I mean, geez, I'm just looking at this thing. Courtney sent it over. I love Ed Cain.
Mm-hmm.
One of the greatest guys in the world, mm-hmm. Ed Cain. One of my good friends. Guy's up in the 20s.
Mm-hmm.
Runs a couple bars. I mean,
could be worse. You could be like 152.
Right.
Well, when I was scrolling, Greg said, "Did you get to my number yet? Do you know where my?" I said, "I'm still looking." He said, "That's not good." And my biggest worry was that I was going to have to say he was 150.
I mean, I guess it would be worse if I was 150.
Yes. Well,
yeah. Or you could be Ken and be 3,020.
So what are you 145 officially?
Yes.
Yeah, but I'm on the rise. I'm on the come up.
You're ahead of what? 4 people?
I mean, let's be honest. Apparently, I was not influential at all for the last 56 years. So,
right.
Maybe a bit of an achievement. I don't know, Curtis.
Are you sure this wasn't under the influence?
Who's number one? Who's number one?
Governor Healey.
Okay. Right. Who's number two?
Michelle Wu.
Yeah.
All right.
Okay.
Who's 3? I can't even read it.
I'm on the Charles. Sorry, I was looking to try to find the actual number for Wick because he is not 70. He is much higher than that. Because the top 60 get a little photo next to their blurb.
Oh, I don't even get a photo in the freaking thing?
Unfortunately. No. But you did, Ernie Bach did a congratulations for you in this edition of Boston Magazine, so you have a full page.
Oh, okay. Well, that's nice.
That's really nice.
That's like the family member taking out the ad in the local newspaper for when your Little League team.
Wick is 59. Jonathan Kraft, number 10.
All right.
I don't know. Okay.
Is he above Robert? Is Robert even on
here? I don't see Robert on here.
But you can only have one Kraft
okay,
at
well,
a time.
Okay, well, that's one good thing. Curtis, I'm on there. Robert Kraft is not.
I mean, I have to say, you are quite talented. You have turned a segment about you being on the most influential list as one to seek praise and adulation on top of it.
Jaylen Brown, number 23.
Oh, right. Well, that's good in honor of Jordan.
Thought he'd be higher than that, but
pretty good. You thought Jaylen Brown would be higher than 23?
Yeah, that's an influence. Is it like influential?
A lot of politicians that right? are the top.
Well, influence.
Yes. I think he has a bigger influence on the community and what goes on than, 90% of these people that I've never heard of.
I mean, I have to say, Linda Henry is number 4. That seems high.
She's number 4?
Yeah. Number 4.
Well, that's because of the Globe, I would assume.
When was
but
the Globe
John's
relevant?
Not there.
I mean, you could literally get 6 months of it for a buck.
Who do you think moves the needle more when they say something? Jaylen Brown or let me squint my eyes and see if I can read.
I sent you the actual article.
I know,
your phone.
But I can't. All right, so here's.
You can.
Curtis, where is Chad Finn on the list?
Oh.
A very influential columnist in our city.
He really is. The guy is just.
Is he
everywhere.
On there? Is he one of the most influential people in the city where he writes for a newspaper?
That would be no.
No.
No. No. Not even close.
Okay.
Nope. I would say if there's anybody at the Globe that would be influential, it'd be Shaughnessy, and I don't think he's on the list.
I mean, Jaylen at number 23, I'm not seeing any other athletes on here at all. So
it's probably because of what he does in addition to
yes,
that.
Yes, yes, of course.
That's why I'm saying.
But a lot of athletes do that.
Some social
he should relevance. He should be in the top 10. Like I said, I can't even.
Well, I think they should if they should redo it today, and Brian Sweat would be number 1, the new climate czar.
All right, who's at number 10? What's his name?
I don't know, Wiggy. Like, what? You have
yeah,
the freaking,
you have it.
Courtney I can't printed see
the,
it.
I know, because Courtney printed the list out, and we can't read it.
Number 10 is Jonathan Kraft. After I printed it, I realized that, so I sent you the actual article on your phone.
Yeah, but I can't get to the top 20 on my phone.
That's not my fault. Everybody else can. Number 10 is Jonathan Kraft.
That's interesting that he's on there and his father is not.
Yeah.
They know something.
Very interesting. Okay. What about Jeremy Jacobs?
What about Mazzulla?
What about Joe Mazzulla?
He didn't make the top 60.
Wow. Much more powerful than Mazzulla, Greg.
All right. Well, anyway, 145.
Congratulations.
Good job.
A lot of room to move.
There you go.
We got a
room for improvement, baby.
Got to work on our influence.
That's what I like on my draft board.
Maybe get ourselves up to 139, maybe in the 125s for next year.
I bet you could get up to 123.
All right.
Ernie should be higher. 96.
Ernie's 96?
Yeah. And I don't – where's Rob Hale?
Oh, Rob Hale has to be on there.
Yeah, I saw his name somewhere. It was like down in the 70s or 80s or something like that. That's where I saw his name.
Am I at least the only radio person on there?
No.
No?
No.
Who else is on there?
There is somebody who has a photo next to their name, Jimmy Hills.
Who?
Host of Java with Jimmy.
Who's that? What?
Wait, daily program, Hills.
What is it on?
Java with Jimmy.
He's become a very must-follow for every Bostonian who wants to keep up with the state of the city. On his daily program, Hills has interviewed Mayor Wu. She won't come on our show. Governor Healy.
What?
Every community health and social justice leader in town. Oh. And now he has a monthly show broadcasted from the GBH studio that's reaching an even wider audience.
Oh,
okay. Anybody in sports radio on there? Or am I the only person in sports radio on there?
Probably only sports radio, because you're an influence.
Okay. Well, I'm going to have to go after this Jimmy Hills guy. Are we related?
Maybe.
Oh, my gosh. You know who the number 150 is?
Who?
Patriots quarterback TBD.
Oh, all right.
So you really only edged out 3 people. One's a TBD.
Hold on a second. Wait a minute, though. Curtis, this could be turned into a positive. I have more influence than the as-yet-to-be-chosen starting quarterback for the New England Patriots.
I mean, put that on a bumper
sticker. That is impressive.
You also beat Marty Walsh.
All right. Is he still around here?
What number is Marty Walsh?
149.
All right.
So who did he beat? That's the most important.
Andrew Gilman, the chief marketing officer of NWN Carousel.
All right.
Steve Walsh.
Steve Walsh.
The president and CEO of Massachusetts Health and Hospital Association.
All right.
And Liz Chang.
It's impressive.
The GM for TV GBH.
Wow.
Okay. All right.
There you go,
Greg.
Good
job, Greg.
Let's get to Courtney into what is trending.
Now, here's what's trending on WEEI.
Trending now brought to you by Team Malone. The Red Sox get a win over the Guardians 2-0, the final from Fenway. Tanner Houck tossed a complete shutout game, Curtis. The first by a Sox pitcher at Fenway since 2017. Over 94 pitches, he gave up no runs on 3 hits while striking out 9. Bad news for Garrett Whitlock. He's headed to the 15-day injured list with a slight left oblique strain from Tuesday's game. They've got another one with the Guardians today at Fenway. 1:35 first pitch. You can hang out with Christian Arcana at 12:35 for the Mass Mutual pregame show, and then Joe Castiglione and Will Fleming have the call on the Shaw's and Star Market WEEI Red Sox Radio Network right here on EEI and, as always, on the Odyssey app. We're one step closer to finding out who the Celtics will have on Sunday. The Heat will host the Bulls tomorrow night. The winner of that matchup gets Boston. Jimmy Butler went down with an apparent knee injury yesterday. He's set for an MRI. The Bruins will kick off the postseason on Saturday with the Maple Leafs in town. 8 p.m. puck drop. And do you or a loved one remember receiving free samples of cigarettes when you were a child? And have you been diagnosed with lung, bladder, or throat cancer within the last 3 years? You may be eligible to file a free lawsuit. Call the lawyers at Team Malone at 1-888-SMOKE-18. That's 1-888-SMOKE-18. That's what's trending. Here's Curtis with your weather.
47 degrees and cloudy, afternoon high of 50.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first 3 orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hey everyone, Boomer Esiason here. The NFL Draft is behind us and your favorite team is now gearing up for week number 1. The free Odyssey app puts you right in the middle of the pro football conversation with the biggest sports radio stations from across the country. The local voices who know your team the best, giving you their unfiltered takes on the current state of your squad. It's always football season right here on the free Odyssey app.
I've told you from the beginning that I'm a Swayman guy. You know, I know Allmark has had a good season again, and there's no reason to second-guess the coach going with Allmark, but I prefer Swayman's attitude. He's got a little bit of swagger. You know, I saw Allmark being interviewed after the game, the last game of the season they lost, and it just didn't seem like it bothered him at all. It's just like it's kind of maybe it's a Swedish thing or something, but I like a guy with a little more fire, I guess is the right word, and I see that in Swayman, and I don't see it as much in Omar, but I can't argue with a coach that says, you know, look at the records. The records are almost identical, save percentage, wins, losses, that kind of stuff, so It's his feel. He's in the locker room a lot more than I am, and he's got the right to make the call. In fact, that's his job. So I'll go with what I would not want to. I would not want to have a rotation. I'd like to have a second goaltender that I could call on if things went bad. But I don't. I'd rather just get with my guy. But that hasn't been the case for 2 full seasons.
time. Ask a Boomer. You never got to watch the Bruins on Channel 38, so you don't know. That
UPN?
Rocker. Oh, you did?
No, I just know of the channel.
Okay, yeah.
Very much from my infancy.
That used to be the theme. Interesting. Interesting. You remember it.
I remember there was four channels?
Well, there was three regular channels, 4, 5, and 7.
And then there was 56 and 38.
Yeah, the
King
UHF.
Of Queens was on 38, wasn't it?
What?
Wasn't King of Queens on 38?
Well, they probably ran reruns or whatever.
Yeah, I remember.
The Greg Hill Show.
King of Queens guy?
Yeah,
as a kid? Absolutely. Yeah.
The Greg Hill Show is on channel 145.
Yeah. 56 and 38.
But interesting take from Mike Milbury. Mm-hmm. Didn't like the way the Allmark spoke and the loss didn't bother him.
Well, he's a goldfish.
So, he is a goldfish, and he said
like
it was
that.
A Swedish thing. Or, yeah. But I don't know.
Milbury don't like that.
If you're Jim Montgomery and you're sitting there today trying to figure out who you start,
right?
Do you feel the same way?
I feel really concerned that just because we are, what, a couple days away from the playoffs and Montgomery's trying to figure it out. That doesn't concern you a massive amount? Like, you should know. You should have known.
Well, maybe he does. I mean,
oh.
He has not had to tell you.
Do you believe he does?
I don't know, because the two of them have been pretty interchangeable the last month of the season. So
I'm cool with that, but you should at least know who's the guy you're going with first. You should have known that a few weeks ago. It doesn't concern you in any bit that he might not know, and what's today, Thursday?
Yep.
2 days away from their first playoff game?
Well, do you think that they really don't know? Like, I think we just don't know.
I think he doesn't know.
Well, that's the question that we're asking. That's the whole, like...
But he's saying, like, that we're 2 days away. There's no way that Jim Montgomery isn't sitting there knowing what he is doing. There's no chance.
Back to the original question. Mm-hmm. Does Allmark's attitude, the way he does things, does that bother you?
No. It's all about having the mind of a goldfish.
You're not worried about that.
I would prefer Swayman. I think you want to have – he's the future. If Swayman plays at his best, then the rest of your five-year run here, however long it's going to be, is set in stone. Swayman's the guy that everybody knows is going to be on the team going forward. Allmark was traded until he vetoed the deal. I think you go Swayman.
It bothers everybody because you know who we hated when they did it? Tuca. Remember Tuca?
Well, I wouldn't say we hated him.
Not that we hated Tuca.
There were people who had the same, I guess, feeling when it came to Tuca being lackadaisical that they might have about Allmark. I think that is what Mike Milbury is saying.
I think there's a real clear comparison here to Tuca Tim Thomas with Allmark and Swayman. Mm-hmm. Tim Thomas is a little tapped. I think Swayman's a little tapped. And I like that in a goaltender. I want my goaltender to be like ready to snap at any moment, especially in the playoffs when you kind of need that extra edge. Allmark does not have that. He is even keel, mind of a goldfish, just like Tuukka Rask was. Just brush it right off. And I prefer Swayman as well.
This is Mark from Medford. Hello, Mark.
Hey, what's up, Greg? How's it going, guys?
What's going on?
Okay, Wiggy, first of all, I'm very surprised at you, okay? You played for a coach that wouldn't say anything about anybody on that team any day of the freaking week. You think Jim Montgomery is just going to say, yep, this is my starting goalie? No, he's going to wait till the last minute. Come on, Wiggy. And from what I saw the last two games, I usually agree with Mike Milbury, but today I have to disagree with what he said. They played to lose, okay? The first game against Washington, they had 18 shots total on net, which was disgusting. They wouldn't shoot the puck because they didn't want to score. And the game two nights ago, okay, they sucked until the third period, and if they got one point out of it, they still would have ended up in second place because Florida has the tiebreaker. And if you can't see through that, then I don't know what to freaking tell you.
Well, that's what I told you.
Did those teams with Patrick Roy make mistakes because they knew that Patrick Roy was the goalie entering the playoffs? Right. I mean, it is kind of noteworthy. It's not like the NFL where Bill Belichick's not telling you what his plays are, but you knew Tom Brady was starting on Sunday.
Bingo.
I mean, that's the difference. He's not giving you game plan specific ideas. He's just telling you, like, does anybody think that Brad Marchand's not going to be on the first line?
Right. And
so why is he telling us that Marchand's playing out there or that McAvoy's going to be the lead defenseman?
And other than Mac Jones, he was the only one, and towards the end that he yo-yoed. but and you brought the concern question up about Omar's attitude. When have we ever, in any sport, liked or agreed with a guy that had an attitude of just like, yeah, it is what it is?
You mean lackadaisical?
Yes, we don't want that from athletes in no sport. We got on Jason Tatum's butt about it last year, or maybe a couple years ago. When a guy seems like it's just, it is what it is, it's just the game, as fans, we look at it and go, wait a second. How much does it really bother him and motivate him to want to be great? And so I think when you have a guy like that, there has to be a concern regardless of the sport.
I think it's different when it's a goalie, in my opinion. Like, I would rather have my goalie have the mind of a goldfish and not spiral because he has a bad game than somebody that just keeps feeling the pressure over and over and over again.
Yeah, but I don't get that feeling from Swayman. I don't think he's that kind of guy.
But I'm not comparing the two of them. Yeah. We're just talking about the fact that he says, I have the mind of a goldfish, and that he doesn't let a single loss bother
him. For me, it would be Jeremy Swayman all day, all night. Like, and I think I'm off the rotation thing, too. Like, if you get a if you get a good game out of him, I'd start him Saturday night. You get a good game out of him, then ride him all the way through.
Plenty of room on one goalie island.
Mike Milbury changed my mind. Like, I get it. It worked. I know you're still on it. You like the rotation.
Yep.
But I don't know.
By the way,
a little bit of breaking playoff news. Not hockey playoff news, but a little bit of breaking news, Curtis.
Yeah. Jimmy Butler out several weeks per ESPN.
Ooh.
All right.
Wow.
Seems to be an MCL injury.
Yep, that is a major blow to the Heat.
The seas continue to part for Missoula Celtics.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It is almost.
Are you saying that the seas are parting for the seas?
I mean.
That's what it seems like.
That seems like a great point from you. Can I just
The one-liners like that coming, we will move up to 142, maybe 141 when it comes to influence in the city.
Okay, we need influencers to help us influence Greg up that list. So whenever we do anything this year, if you get lunch with Wick, we're going to put it in the pro column.
Yeah.
If you post another photo like last night, that's going to bring you back a spot. So.
Yeah. I don't know what your issue is.
Oh my God, Greg! I don't want to go back to it. It makes me sick. It's just it's everything I thought you were not. You're like in there, and you have this like odd grin on your face.
Right.
You have this weird like Lance Armstrong like bracelet, like Live Strong. Or something.
I wear those every day. I wear bracelets. What's wrong with a man who wears bracelets?
I have no problem with the bracelets.
I don't know anybody that wears a bracelet.
I noticed a new bracelet that Wiggy was rocking the other day when we were at Capitol Grill. There was a diamond one that I had never seen you wear before. Nice.
Yep.
But I believe Bullet is a rescue.
Yeah,
get it right.
And not wrong with QZs.
I believe Bullet is a rescue.
Yeah, Bullet's a rescue
dog. So then
dog.
MSPCA could have you be the face of them. You know, you could be a PETA spokesperson. That could only boost your influence.
Yeah. In the background. Yeah.
I don't think PETA likes Greg if they see the seafood tower.
Yeah.
also, we were just talking about goldfish, Greg.
Yeah.
Parmesan, most underrated goldfish flavor.
I like goldfish.
Pizza. Please. Please,
I feel
you
like
idiot.
You can't go wrong with goldfish.
Parmesan. It doesn't even taste like Parmesan.
No,
it
excellent.
Does. I know what you're talking about.
It doesn't.
They're good.
It doesn't.
I like the pizza one, too.
Pizza is the home run of the goldfish.
The goldfish in general are just dynamite.
Yeah.
They did a sour cream and onion for a while. I don't know if they still do it.
Mm.
I would prefer a mixed bag. I just reach in. You never know what you're going to get.
My wife, she buys
the hollandaise. Do they do a hollandaise goldfish?
No, I don't think so.
They should.
Be interesting.
They do the small. My wife gets the small bag, so they have multiple flavors and little handheld personal bags.
I am worried that photo did show that you are a hoarder at home as well.
I'm not
just
a hoarder.
In the office.
Like, stop. What are you talking about?
No, in Twitch, people have just pointed out, and it drew my attention to the back dresser.
Go back
dresser.
To it on the Twitch chat.
Oh,
go
he's
back.
One
Brian,
of, he's
go to
one
the
of
dresser.
Those girls?
You can't even use this dresser.
Oh, he's one of those girls.
Like, that is going to knock your influence down.
There's a little basket on there. There's a candle on there.
All right.
If you lit a candle on that, your place would go up in flames.
Right. And Courtney knows where the firemen come.
I have some clothes stacked there. They're clean clothes. I just haven't put them away yet.
Oh.
Greg saying, good.
Close.
This medicine I gave Bullet to calm him down is fully working right now.
I love Bullet. You're not going to shame me into not loving DM's dog.
Mm-hmm.
I love all dogs. I think it's great. I think the photo is an abomination.
right.
I think it's cute.
It is beneath a man of your influence.
Yes. Somebody on the 150 most influential people
in
Boston.
You don't catch Jimmy Java doing that photo, right. Greg.
I would say DMs has to be ahead of you if she's having you do that photo. Ipso facto.
You think John Fish is doing that?
What number was John Fish?
I believe he was in the top 10.
He's the Suffolk construction magnate. Was he higher than me?
He was top 10. Oh, yeah. Way higher than me.
You're not going to pass Java with Jim if you keep putting photos like that up, I'll tell you that.
Yeah, Java ain't doing that.
Unfortunately, Philip Ng, much higher than you as well.
Yeah. Really?
Number 30 on the list.
Well, he's fixing the MBTA.
He is.
Right. Oh, okay. He needs to be very influential. I was like, who that?
We can't get a single trade on time, and he's like dwarfing you on that list.
I was like, who the hell is Philip Ng?
Yeah.
No idea who was.
He's the only guy on the list that actually makes about as much as Greg.
The people who have lost faith in the T, I tell them, stay tuned, right?
The fact that that you're not higher and Michelle Wu is number 2 on this list.
That's a shot.
It's a travesty.
Wow.
It's a travesty.
You got way more influence than she does.
Thank you, Wiggy. Appreciate that.
I'm just spitting facts, bro.
All right. Anyway.
Maybe it was the dog photo. Did that thing get out before this list came out? I mean, you could have been in the top 50 and then the photo came out.
That is
what
true.
Is wrong with a man who loves a dog?
Nothing. Yeah. That photo.
What is wrong with it?
There's nothing, but I can tell you about 30 things wrong with that photo.
Right.
Starting with you. How dare you?
Oh.
How many, honest question, how many takes?
Literally, that picture was taken randomly, sent to me
by
DMs.
No filter.
And I said, you know what? I'm going to share this.
Yeah.
So that people understand that I have found a new dog that I love. I don't understand.
Why aren't you wearing pants?
Is Bullet your...
I have pants on in the photo. Sorry.
Yeah, underwear on. Those are underwear. Is Bullet your... Tom Brady like Alex Guerrero? Is that your soulmate?
Are you sure that, is that the bedroom?
Yes.
Given that you're in the bedroom, is Bullet related to the speed with which you were done or the name of the dog?
Foyer's Bullet, though, if we're really doing speeds in the bedroom.
Oh, God.
2-minute drill.
Did you caress Bullet's face?
Oh.
Well, no, what is it? It's not a face on a dog. What's it called? A snout?
Oh, they have a face as well.
Snout, face. Snout. Okay. Yeah, both work.
There's X-Bear checking in. Talk Sports. How was that working before I came here, X-Bear?
Oh, my God.
Remember those days? Beautiful days? We got to take a break. We'll be right back.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with 3 rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic and conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Crush and Foyer coming up at 10. Let me squeeze in Cotto from Leominster before we go, if I can. Cotto, what's up?
Hey, what's going on?
Hey.
Yesterday, you guys were talking about Caitlin Clark and how women's sports need to grow and all that stuff. So I did some research because I was interested in going to a Connecticut Sun game.
Yeah.
And the ticket prices for that Indiana Fever versus Connecticut Sun game that Courtney had mentioned yesterday are insane. Like, in order to get, I would say, like, mid-level is $300 plus.
Damn.
And I think that for a league that wants to grow, and I'm a soccer fan, and I think soccer in this country needs to grow too for women. It's just like, how do you expect people to go to these games and have a good experience and not sit in the nosebleeds and pay $300 plus to see these athletes play? And not only that, I think that if women want the sport to grow, they need to start showing up to games. They need to start wearing jerseys and buying jerseys and, you know, just showing up for women more.
But, Cotto, that's the secondary market, correct? Like, the tickets are $25 or something, aren't they?
I went on Ticketmaster. Yeah. I don't know if that's perfect.
But they do have secondary market tickets on Ticketmaster.
I mean, that's essentially, you know, that's the Caitlin Clark effect. And that might happen. I mean, I'm assuming that's happening at every arena where the Fever will play this season. So, I mean, that's getting there.
But it'll deter more than anything, right?
It'll deter?
Yeah, because no one's going to spend $300 to go see
Caitlin. I don't think it'll deter at all. And I know it's on a wildly different scale before people come for me, but it's the Messi effect. Like, when Messi is traveling with Miami to all these other stadiums across the country.
Well, it's like here. Like, everybody, the you can't get tickets to see those guys play the Revolution.
But that's a great analogy. People are now into Messi, but they're not into the MLS.
Yeah, that's correct. A good point.
Right, so they're only into Messi, and they'll only be into Caitlin Clark unless there is another Caitlin Clark.
It won't translate.
All right. We got to go.
Oh, gosh, it was a rough one for me today. I'll be better tomorrow.
I thought you were fine, Queen.
A+.
Don't beat up on yourself, Queen.
Yeah.
Don't you worry about it.
Worst critic, you know?
Keep going like this. Next thing you know, you'll be number 146 on the most influential people in Boston list.
Be like Omak.
Mind of the goldfish. All right. Thanks for listening. Thanks for watching on Twitch or YouTube. We'll talk to you tomorrow morning.
Baseball is in full swing. NBA playoffs are heating up, and your NFL team is gearing up for training camp. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.